Greetings and welcome back to Vayikra, a podcast project in which we are studying the parashot of Sefer Vayikra, five small podcasts per parasha. We are now on our third podcast of Parashat Tzav. In the first two, we examined the special korban of Aharon Uvanav as presented in the middle of Perek Vav, the unique characters of it, some of the linguistic problems in the korban, and suggested what its significance may be. I'd like to move on directly from there and take a look at the next passage, which is Torah HaChatat. Now let's remember that the Chatat was presented to us in Sefer Vayikra, as were the Olah and Mincha, and the Chatat was presented there as the obligatory korban that is first brought by a Kohen Gadol in the case where he erred and violated the law inadvertently. And in that case, he brings a par, an ox. We have a similar korban in the next parsha, which is brought by the Eidah, which translates into the Beit Din. Both of those korbanot are discussed in Torah Shebaal Peh in Masechet Horayot. And again, that's a par. And in the case of both the Kohen Gadol and the Beit Din, the dam of that par is brought inside the Beit HaMikdash, which leads to a halacha that we'll see at the end of our parasha. We then have three more chataot brought in the chatat kvua. There is the chatat nasi, and which is a goat. There is the chatat kvua of the individual, which is either a ewe or a female goat. And those are regular chataot that are brought, offered, and the dam is put on the outside mizbeach, and as we will see here, are eaten by the kohanim. There is another series of chataot that were dealt with, that were presented with, which is the chataot korban olev yored, but that's really not our issue here, because the Torah HaChatat deals with the chataot in general. What I'd like to keep in mind as we go through this is the very next passage in Perek Zayin is Torah HaAsham. And the Asham really seems to be a parallel to the chataot. Both of them are brought because of sins. Both of them are obligatory, cannot be brought voluntarily. Both of them involve an offering which is eaten only by the Kohanim, and they are even compared to each other in Perek Zayin, Kachatat Ka'asham, and nonetheless, they are presented as two separate parashot, and the Chatat is presented with some severities that the Asham doesn't have. Let's keep in mind, however, that the Asham is brought for six particular, specific, and limited violations. Some of them are not violations, like a Nazir and a Mitzorah. Some of them are deliberate violations, like Shifcha Harufa and Asham Gezelot. One of them is inadvertent, this is according to the halachic translation of all of this, which is Mi'ilah, and one of them is the Asham Talui, which is the Asham brought if you're not sure if you're Chayav Chatat. However, the Chatat is presented here, and let's take a look at it, and again, we have to keep in mind why it is distinct, both in its presentation and in some of its laws, from the Asham. By the Baral Nimaim Moshe Limor, the Baral Aharon Vial Banav Limor, so again, like the rest of the parak, is directed to the Kohanim, Zot Torah HaChatat. So here's the law of the Chatat. And now, the first thing we're told is odd, because we were told about the slaughtering of the Olah in Parshat Vayikra, which makes sense, because the slaughtering could be done by the fellow bringing it. And Parshat Vayikra is addressed to the donor. The Parshat HaChatat in Vayikra is addressed to the donor. And yet, the location for the Shechita is presented here in Parshat Tzav. Bimkom asher tishachet ha'olah tishachet ha'chatat lifnei Adonai, kodesh kodashim hi. And the presentation of that very specific required location for Shechita HaChatat is also awkward. Instead of saying, it should be slaughtered on the north side, as we had in the case of the Olah, of the Olah Tatzon, near the beginning of Vayikra. Instead, it uses the Olah as the model and says, in the place where you slaughter the Olah, that's where you're going to slaughter the Chatat before Hashem. And then it tags on Kodesh Kodashim Hi, which is unclear. Does that mean the reason that you have to shecht it in the same place is because it's a Kodesh Kodashim? Or, once you slaughter it there, it becomes Kodesh Kodashim? What is the meaning, what's the relationship between the law and that identification? We're then told in Pasuk Yoter, a Kohen HaMachate Otan, interesting verb, the Kohen who cleanses, who offers the Chatat, How do we understand mechate? Yochalena. He will be the one to eat it. But makom kadosh te'achel has to be eaten in a holy place, which is where b'chatzor el moed, in the courtyard of the el moed, which translates in Yerushalayim into the azarat, as opposed to other korbanot that are eaten throughout the city of Yerushalayim or throughout Machane Yisrael. This is eaten only within the precincts. Now, kol ashei gabiv sarai ikdash, the next two psukim deal with the impact of a chatat. Anything that touches the flesh of the chatat becomes sanctified, which means if something else touches the flesh of the chatat, that has kedushat chatat, has to be disposed of the proper way. Vasher yizem midamal beged, if the dam chatat goes onto a garment, for example, sheizel that chabeis makom kadosh, it has to be cleansed in a holy place. Remember, you're going to eat the chatat. But the kli that you cook the chatat in, if it's a pottery, has to be broken. And by the way, we learn some of the laws of Hechsher Kelim from these psukim. But if it was cooked in a metalware piece, then it could be cleansed through water. Parenthetically, there is a common practice, and the Rambam quotes this in Hilchot Sefer Torah, that in a Shana Pshuta, in a regular year, as we have this year, Parsha Tzav is always read the Shabbat before Pesach, Shabbat HaGadol. So, one of the explanations of that is based on these psukim, I believe that the Rav suggested, that the reason that Tzav was directed in the Babylonian custom that he read right before Pesach is because the laws of Hagalat Kelim, of cleansing kelim, which of course are paramount in people's consciousness during the week before Pesach, are inferred from here, from how we cleanse a kli that had a chatat in it. Okay? Kozachar bekonim yochalota. Now we're told something different than Pasuk Yodtet, expansive. Not just the kohen who officiated, but all male kohenim may eat this chatat. But then again, we're reminded, kodesh kodashim hi. It's a kodesh kodashim. And then, in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we're given the final Pasuk of this passage, a nuance to the Chatat, which is different than the rest, because we said you eat the Chatat, and this is reminiscent of the last Pasuk we had in the previous Parsha, where we were told about the Minchat Kohen, and then, out of the blue, came this law that if a Kohen brings a Mincha, it's not eaten, it's all burned up. Different practice with Minchat Kohen. Here we have a parallel halacha. Any chatat where the dam goes inside, as we had with the par Kohen Gadol and par Beitin, l'chaper b'kodesh, lo te'achel. It can't be eaten by eshti saref, which means that if a chatat, specialized chatat, where the dam does not go on the mizbeach outside, but in the inner mizbeach on the parochet, then it is treated like an olah. It is fully burned up. In practice, it's burned up outside of the city, so it's not like an olah, but the presentation of the text is that it is very much like an olah. So I'd like to pose a few questions here, which we will address in the next podcast. First one is, why the chatat is distinct from the asham? If, after all, the Torah compares the two of them, and in both cases, the kohanim eat, the male kohanim eat that meat of the chatat and asham, it's going to be the same meat. Particularly the chatat, there are several different animals that may come as a chatat. The asham is very specific, but that we won't address. Also, why the place of shechita is presented here instead of in Vayikra, and why the place of shechita is presented not as a location like the north, but rather in reference to the olah. The same place that the olah is slaughtered, which we learned in Vayikra, not here. In our parak, we're not told where the olah is slaughtered. We pick up way after the olah has been slaughtered, after it's already burning, in the beginning of parak vav. But we reference back to the olah's slaughtering in Vayikra and say, in that same place, that's where you're going to slaughter the chatat. And again, the tagline, kodesh kodoshim. Why is the eating of the chatat split into two? That first of all, it's the kohen who officiates, and then three psukim later, all male kohanim may do so. In the two psukim in the middle, an additional question, we're told about the severity of the chatat, where it impacts and sanctifies anything it touches, so that it has to be cleansed, and the kelim have to be properly processed. Why is that the rule of the chatat? Why the chatat? And then, why is it the case that a chatat that goes inside is treated like an olai, is burned up and is not eaten? And why is that halacha presented here at the end of the parsha of the Torah Tachatat? And then we will address these in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.